And I was talking to him about, what I consider proto-transsexuals, right? Proto-transgenders, the way that the transgender thing. So, in all things, these sociological think tanks, they do what's called A/B testing, right? So they will try something out on the populace and they'll see how receptive they are to it, right? Like there's a big argument that people are saying like this coronavirus thing is like an A/B test to see how much oppression, like people really take, like how far will we let them go before we really shit the bed, right? So these sociological think tanks and these huge organizations will do these like social A/B tests, and I know for sure that Motley Crue, Nikki Sixx, was related to Theodore Adorno, I believe it was. God, it's been a while since I've done this, but anyway, all of these bands are tied back to these Jewish organizations. And if you look back at bands like Poison, Motley Crue,
Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister, Winger, that hair band groups. Those were all transgender transsexuals. They were trying it out. They were putting these guys out there, making them sex symbols, showing them getting women at the time. Like, oh yeah, he's gonna dress like a complete homosexual, but he's gonna get all the women, right? So they do this A/B testing on the populace at large. They get these fucking boomers to fall in love with these bands, right? They follow them all over the fucking country in like their Winnebagos and pay hundreds of dollars for shitty seats to their concerts and fucking basketball stadiums and shit, right? These boomers absolutely worship these people. So then, if they've been worshiping a guy who sings a song, dude looks like a lady, while he's dressed like a fucking lady, and every fucking band he likes are all wearing lipstick and eyeshadow and their hair's fucking teased and shit, when they start seeing actual fucking trannies in public, they just laugh it off. It's not so shocking to them because they've been seeing it on album covers and in music videos and fucking on stage for the past 30 fucking years.